How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question. A question that comes up sometimes is, what's the difference between TESOL and TEFL? And this is quite interesting when you look at the two. Are there any differences? Well, there are, and particularly it depends on where you're looking to teach. So, on the face of things, TESOL is teacher or teaching of English to speakers of other languages. And so that kind of indicates that you're teaching foreign students in a Western English speaking country. Whereas TEFL, which is teaching English as a foreign language, has the connotation of you're teaching English or ESL while you're overseas in a foreign country and English isn't the native language there. So that's where those two acronyms kind of both lay out those areas. But it's not exclusive, because TESOL is used all over the world, the same as TEFL is. So either course will work equally as well for teaching in a foreign country, for teaching online. Where it starts to differ is in some Western countries, particularly Australia and New Zealand, where TESOL is the national qualification. And it starts out with Certificate 4 in TESOL. So that's the nationally recognised Certificate 4 level course for teaching in Australian and New Zealand at language schools that have the ELICOS schools. They have international students who are here in Australia on student visas. So the whole thing is regulated through immigration, through CRICOS, through the government. So if you're wanting to teach English in Australia or New Zealand in language schools, you need a Certificate 4 in TESOL. A TEFL course is not going to be enough. But you also need to have a bachelor degree in any field. So just something to keep in mind. But for teaching overseas and teaching online, both are acceptable. Little differences obviously are going to come up between courses. Generally, TESOL courses have an observed and assessed teaching practice, whether that's online or however that's done. TEFL courses, some may, but it's not always the case. So this is something that you want to look out for, because you definitely want to have a course that includes some observation and observed teaching practice of your skills. And you want that listed in a transcript to give employers, because they don't want the first time that you teach their paying customers, the students, to be the first time you've actually had any real life practice at teaching English as a second language. So just a few points to keep in mind, just to give you an idea of TEFL versus TESOL and what suits best for you and your goals.